musicologist Dale Cockrell developed a keen interest in all of the songs included in the Little House books while reading them to his son.
Here you've got the kids hungering to listen to the music. Why can't you buy the recordings? It was about that point that I went, well, you live in Nashville, you know people who can do this, why not see if it's possible?
Cockrell recruited Nashville mandolin ensemble leader Butch Baldessari, who also teaches at Blair, to co-produce the album. Cockrell says they took a contemporary approach to music of the 1800s.
If Pa and Laura were alive today, what would the music that they loved back then sound like? And what would they want it to sound like? And I don't think they would want it to sound like it sounded in the 1860s and 70s. It would sound to our ears quite sparse. Pa was what we would call today an old-time fiddler. So the general sound of this album is somewhere between old-time and bluegrass.
Baldessari helped bring many seasoned local musicians to the project. He points out that the Little House Project is in keeping with a recent trend toward old-time music with a fresh approach.
Bow Brother and Cold Mountain, all those records are kind of very similar to what we did. I think a lot of that music is in people's ears and has a much higher profile than it had even 10 years ago.
Happy Land, musical tributes to Laura Ingalls Wilder, is being released by Pa's Fiddle Recordings. The website is www.pawsfiddle.com. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.